Thank you for calling customer service. This is Shar. How may I help you?
Hi, I'm just wondering what company this is. I received a charge on my bank statement from this number, and I never purchased anything from what I am from, as far as my knowledge.
All right, if I can get your zip code so I can see if you have an account.
Sure, it's 60586.
Okay, let's see here. And your first and last name, please.
Carrie Kennard, Kinnard.
All right, yes, I do see you right here. But just for security purposes, can you verify your shipping address for me?
It's 1708 Winger Drive, Plainfield, Illinois, 60586.
Okay, so yes, ma'am, it shows here on April 29th you had did our keto with the keto cleanse. How is that product working for you?
I don't even have that product. I never even ordered it.
Okay, so yes, ma'am, it shows on March 29th you had did the $4.95 and the $5.95 for the shipping and handling. So what it was a 14-day trial. So we let you try this product out for 14 days. But because you never called to cancel, we did bill you the full amount for the product you received, and it's also one getting shipped out to you. Now, I could do 30 days no bill to give you more time to try the product.
Well, I actually never even ordered the product, so I'm a little worried about identity theft. We actually had an issue where somebody filed taxes in my husband's name. We haven't seen any charges, like on our statement that I noticed. I could have overlooked a former charge because I normally, check everything.
Okay,
But
because yes,
I
ma'am,
was
they
wondering
have
if I could get in the mail.
your shipping address and your billing address, as long as your email and your phone number. So this product was delivered to you through your local mail service.
Okay. Well, I know that there was like some bills and stuff that were stolen from the mail. So, okay, I've already notified my bank and stuff. Like we've contacted the FTC and done all this stuff. So I guess at this point, I mean, we want to make sure what you have on file is canceled. You know what I
Well,
mean?
what
So
I'm gonna
we
have
have
to do, because you said this is fraud, I'm gonna have to transfer you to our fraud department so they can trace that IP and get the investigation started with the police for you. So just give me one second so I can
okay, well,
transfer you over.
is the product now canceled? Because I've turned off my card. You know what I mean? So
Well,
I
I
want to make
can't
sure
do
that you have
anything
it
because you
canceled.
said it was a fraud, so I have to transfer you to our fraud. Because they did use all your information, including your email address.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I just don't want another charge. I mean, like I said, like my card is canceled. So, I mean, that I'm not concerned about now, but I don't want repeated charges. I don't even know how they went about charging this, really. I mean, it looks like it's through a debit card. So I canceled that. Can you like verify like if they like say paid for this via my bank statement or a debit card or anything like that or a credit card?
Yes, it was a credit card.
Okay. And it can you tell me like if it's like which one?
Once I transfer you to fraud, they'll be able to take you through all those steps and let you know all that information.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. One second. Just give me one second here. All right, so I'm going to transfer you right now, and someone will be with you in just one second, okay?
All right, thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you so much for calling customer service.